Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. I'm just starting.
Okay. Wow, okay.
I'm just going.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide. This is news or nope.
It's news or nope. We delve into the real news stories and decide if we want to hear the rest of it or nope. I'm calling an audible on you guys today. I don't normally do this, but with conditions being the way they are, I'd like to bring in our meteorologist to find out how much longer we can expect storm to last.
Well, initially we were looking at 1 to 3 inches today. Now it's looking about 1 for the day and then another 1 overnight.
You weren't prepared for this at all, were you?
Oh, I didn't know you were going to do that.
Is that really the forecast?
Really.
This is exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What kind of dork knows that in their head? You're a young man.
Drizzles into Saturday morning.
Well, I'm sure he looks it up because I... Okay.
I stopped it.
Thank you. Well, because he has kids that he has to get dressed for the day.
Mm-hmm. No, Aaron. I have children, but even when
do you care about
them? I care about them, but like the forecast doesn't change jack poopy about
what...
It changes what shoes I wear, definitely.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's just such a weird thing that now he's become, God rest his soul, my father has passed. And now I just sometimes just walk up to Tiag and go, how long is this weather going to stick around there, Dad?
I know. And you're waiting for the day I don't have an answer, but I always have an answer.
I know! It's weird!
It's my thing. I don't know.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
You're welcome.
Actor Glenn Powell is in the news alongside Gwyneth Paltrow, because Glenn Powell has released a new line of organic condiments called Smash Kitchen. And known level-headed celebrity Gwyneth Paltrow has come out and endorsed it and said, these are great.
If you're marinating of a JJ rock, try...
I don't understand. I am not a young woman. I think Glenn Powell is kind of like the heartthrob of the time. He's the newer guy.
He's oversaturated.
Yeah.
He went Top Gun, Twister, the Things I Hate About You, whatever that weird movie was. It's like... he was just in 5 movies all at once, and you're just like...
And then the drama with his wife and Sydney Sweeney, and like, it was just too much.
And my take is that maybe book a third movie before you launch a condiment brand. You know, like,
are you here
to stay? You know, before you're branching out, like, you're an actor. What are you making ketchup for?
I don't think you know how many movies he's in.
I think you've
missed a bunch of movies.
I know he's in that one commercial because he's got long hair, like driving one of the trucks.
That's a great commercial. That's the one thing I do like him in. Have you seen, what's it called, The Hitman or something?
Mm-mm.
Mm. Oh, is he? I guess he's in more than I thought.
He's in 100 movies, and The Hitman's actually pretty good. Hmm. He seems like a dork, and then he kills people. Might be a Netflix thing.
Mm. Okay.
I think he's got kind of almost like the Adam Sandler deal, where it's like he's done a... Or who else has got that? Chris Pratt, I think. No, Ryan Reynolds might have that. Where it's like they signed a deal with Netflix, that's why there's 47 crappy movies on Netflix.
Oh.
Where like Ryan Reynolds did The Six Underground and The Adam Project and all these different movies where you're like... Yeah, this movie's or The Electric State, which I have bagged on the show. It's just like, they're just throwing stuff. He's like, I got 6 more movies to make before I'm done. Yeah. And I think Glenn Powell has that.
Okay.
He's got like a billion of
them. Okay. Come on, Ryan Reynolds. What are you doing making movies? Make some ketchup. Okay. Where the money's at.
You're so mad at the weirdest stuff. Will you just go study the weather and
come
back to you?
He's an actor. Why would we listen to... He's an actor.
Why would we let Gwyneth put
rocks in our vajayjays.
I agree with that too. It's strange to me.
But wait, can I just have another aside?
Okay.
The number one, I was reading this the other day, the number one makeup brand in this country, or the number, like two of the top makeup brands are not Maybelline or whatever. It's like
was it
Chloe, no.
Is it Selena? She has Selena
that
Gomez?
That could be one of them.
That's rare.
Jessica Alba, does she have one?
She's got Simply Truth or something.
That
she
was
has her
one
own.
Of
it,
them, I think.
It was like a lot of baby.
Yeah, was it the Honest Company?
Or Honest?
That
maybe that's what it is.
I think she left that recently.
But like
that,
did
all
really?
The big makeup brands, and then you just leave them.
Well, because you sell them for a. It's the Sammy Hagar model. Like you start a tequila, sell it for $1 billion, and start another one.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay,
I've got us all off the map. Let's start over.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
He already said that. You don't get
you
to
just
say
said
it.
We start over.
Oh. Count it.
I do have some bad news for T-Hack. Being addicted to pizza is a real thing.
I knew
I
it.
I mean, you can just be addicted to food. I don't know why we need our Slacker Show research team on this. They did like a brain scan and showed that brains lit up when people saw, smell, and ate their
pizza.
Favorite foods.
Really?
For sure.
In the same way that happens
do, like, with
heroin. Coke addicts, yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, I don't mean to beat this horse, but we've solved cancer, right? That's gone. There's no conflict in the world. So
addiction is a disease, and they're working on it. I'm just saying, we all know that you can be addicted to food. I think it's more common than we realize, or that we don't.
Yeah, but your pleasure center is lighting up when something pleasurable in the room.
But then
I don't know that we needed science on that. It's like,
no,
hey,
I agree.
When a baby laughs, this guy gets happy. Yeah. That's what I, like, we just.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay. Let's start over.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm not going to try it. I won't say it again. With Easter just around the corner, the Slacker Show research team has been compiling the list of the favorite candies of every state. Any guess what Colorado's
is? It has to be the, like, not the robin's eggs, because those are Whoppers. The Cadbury eggs. The, like,
Cadbury
hard shell.
Mini
yeah.
Eggs.
Yeah, those.
Which, that is my favorite Easter candy.
I saw a TikTok. Someone said to, I think it was, like, microwave them. And it looks so good.
Do not do that.
What? So I'm going to do that.
Really?
Do not do that.
Only for like 10 seconds.
It's peeps that you microwave.
No. It was the Cadbury mini eggs.
Aaron,
I will find it and I will send
Aaron,
it to you. I'm not joking.
I want you to microwave peeps tonight.
I don't want to. I hate peeps. They're disgusting.
I know, but they get so good in the microwave.
No, they don't. They Ooh, never get good. The only way that they're good is when they're in the trash.
I concur with that wholeheartedly, or the microwave.
What?
But I want you to, before you do it, go on like Costco.com or Lowe's and order a new microwave, because you're going to blow yours up. Because they have some weird reaction.
I thought they just expand, yeah.
No, but I think they
blow up?
I think, yeah, it becomes like a thing. By the way, you're welcome for all the spit in the room after that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That was a lot.
I want to give a shout out to Cadbury and Reese's, because they've come together this season and they're advertising together.
They've done joint commercials
together. They're like,
Do they have like a Cadbury peanut butter egg?
No, that would be gross.
I don't think they've collabed on an item. I think it's just like, hey, either buy Reese's or Cadbury. We know you love us
either
both.
Either way,
like,
we're both great.
Yeah. Seeing two big dogs put the beef aside and come together for the greater good.
Okay, so did we genuinely guess Cadbury eggs? Is that what you guessed?
Yeah.
Here's the problem that I have with my fellow Coloradoans, Colorado ones, and I'm a native, so I'm allowed to talk trash.
Same.
You guys get it wrong so often. Like at Christmas, there's all sorts of delicious things, like a Reese's Christmas tree. that are phenomenal. And we're like, yeah, Hershey's Kisses. And you're like, what? Yeah, basic dumb. Hershey's chocolate just in a different shape? Step it up. There's stuff that only exists at Reese's or at Easter, which like a Cadbury egg. I don't like those with the creamy inside. But like, it only exists right now. The Snickers egg. It's not like a Snickers because the caramel is like,
oh yeah. Goopy. Oh man, I'm going to the store today.
That, I mean, that, Colorado, if that's not our answer, if it's not something fully unique, you have let me down.
Well, the overall result, not just Colorado, is the aforementioned Peep. That's the favorite. But for Colorado specifically.
Do you know, just, I mean, 303-222-5423. If you like Peeps, text in. But know Peeps, you're going in a database.
Hold on. Aren't Peeps only around this time of year? Or,
yes.
Okay, so I can. They're don't get me wrong. They're disgusting.
No, they're
but
good.
I can give them some credit with it at least being a timely thing rather than just a Hershey's Kiss that you can get year round.
Sure. But it's and because people now are just trying to do anything. They take two Peeps and like you go to like a Rockies game.
Oh, and they have like so many gross flavors. Yeah.
Gross. We are out of time, so we don't have time to get to the number one. Okay, what is the number?
For Colorado,
yes,
it is gummies with brands such as Haribo, Trolley, and Lifesavers that offer their Easter-themed gummies during the Easter season.
Gummies?
I agree. I'm very disappointed.
Is there, what, name an Easter gummy.
I don't know.
I've got nothing.
It's ridiculous.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.